46-year-old Pat Kreitlow is a former television anchorman who served one term in the state Senate after defeating longtime incumbent, outspoken conservative biker Dave Zien, only to lose the seat in last November's Republican tide. Kreitlow says he's now running for Congress in part because of Sean Duffy's vote for the Paul Ryan budget plan, which Kreitlow says would destroy Medicare.
That just blows up Medicare and says, if you've put three or four decades into the labor pool and all you're asking for is a little security in your health care, you can't have that anymore because we've got to put forth another $1 trillion in tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires.
The Republican Party of Wisconsin was quick to respond to the news of Kreitlow's candidacy. Executive Director Mark Jefferson said, quote, "Last November, voters across Wisconsin turned the page on the disastrous Doyle administration and voted out big-spending Democrats like Pat Kreitlow. Now he wants to take his abysmal record to Washington," end quote. But as the Republican Party tries to tie Pat Kreitlow to Jim Doyle, Kreitlow is trying to tie Sean Duffy to Scott Walker.
Scott Walker in Madison and now Sean Duffy in Washington, they're working on nothing but the usual extreme right agenda that wants to all but dismantle the middle class so that their privileged few can benefit.
Congressman Duffy did not return our phone call in time for this story. Kreitlow says both he and Duffy may spend as much as $2 million each on their campaigns. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.